Good morning once again, and God bless you this day. And I'm going to read here from Proverbs 14, chapter 14, verses 26 to 27. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Very encouraging words this morning from the book of Proverbs. A place of refuge. Have you thought about the word refuge? We here in this country, we don't face a lot of things that people do in other countries, and a lot of fears. We have some of our own, but many people have many different fears and fear for their lives, and they would seek for a place of refuge. Now, we have some troubles here in this land, no doubt. But it's not every day that we're looking for a place of refuge like some people in the world do today. A place of refuge, a safe place. And I want to read that scripture again. It's so meaningful and so wonderful. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. And we call this ministry the Fountain of Life, and that's because it's recognizing that in Jesus Christ is a fountain of life, and his words are rich and full for us today. And I'd like to encourage you to have that safe place and that place of refuge in the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our refuge and a safe place. You know, as fathers, if you have children, I know that it's in your heart that you want to have a safe place for your children to play, to do their schoolwork, to do their daily activities. You want it to be safe. You, as a father, you wouldn't send your children out into a dangerous situation on purpose. You want them to be wise. You want them to learn, but you want them to have a safe place. And hopefully that's what you would have your home to be, a place of refuge for your children. There's a wild world out there, but our homes are a safe place, or they should be. It should be a place of refuge, a place where our children, where our wives, they're comfortable. It's a place of refuge. God has the same desire for his children. He wants them to be in a safe place, a refuge. And you know, this world is not a safe place. There are things that are going to cause us to be in danger every day, but we do have a refuge. We have a safe place in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that is encouraging today, to read the scriptures and to just look at this safe place that we have. And it's found only in one place, and that's in our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to read you some other scriptures today that will hopefully encourage your heart as they have done mine. I would like to read out the book of Isaiah just to give you something to meditate on today. And it's Isaiah chapter 26. I'll be reading 3 and 4. And it says, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And you hear the words of encouragement there, the blessing that we have here in being able to trust the Lord, Jehovah, Almighty God. And it's an incredible thing. He says, verse 3 there, "Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee." I don't know about you, but that's something that my interest gets piqued here. Perfect peace. God will keep us in perfect peace if our mind is stayed on him. That is a promise we need to really meditate on. Let's keep our mind stayed on the Lord. And because we trust in him, he keeps us in perfect peace. That's to me, that's amazing. We can have perfect peace. This world is so desperate for peace. This world is looking for peace. Can't find it. Because the only place where there's peace is in a mind that is stayed on him, that's trusting in him, Almighty God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, perfect peace. I'm just very encouraged by that, and I want to read some passages from the book of Psalms, because there's many scriptures, and I'm just going to pull a few here, but there's many scriptures that would encourage us about a place of refuge, a safe place, a safety, a little haven. And I'll begin in Psalm 9. And like I say, if you get a concordance and look up some more of these, I know you'll be blessed. It's very good. But I just have a short time, so I want to share a few of these. Psalm 9, and beginning in verse 9, and I'll read 9 and 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. These are wonderful promises. I just encourage you, just meditate on these, and I know you'll be blessed. Psalm 46, Psalm 46, and I'm just going to read you this whole psalm. I'd encourage you to memorize these, and I believe you'll very much be blessed to memorize this particular passage. Psalm 46, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is a refuge, Selah. You see that resting place? There's a resting place in our Lord, and that's just a wonderful thing. I'd like to read now from Psalm 59, and I'll read two verses here, 16 and 17, the last two in chapter 59. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Wonderful passages to think on here. Now I'd like to read Psalm 62, and I'll just read a couple of verses here, 7 and 8. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Now I'd like to turn to Psalm 71. And verse 7 says, I am as a wonder to many, but thou art my strong refuge. And then another one here in Psalm 91. It says in verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. And I don't know about you, but these scriptures just lighten my heart. They just are very encouraging to me. God is a refuge for us in this hostile world we live in, and all the things that are going on. There's things happening all over the world that are keeping men in bewilderment and wonderment. There's earthquakes, there's famines, there's tornadoes, there's droughts, there's floods. There's all these different things that are taking place, and there is much happening out there in this world we live in. But God is our refuge. He's our refuge. He's a safe place. He's a safe place for you and I. And that doesn't mean we go hide somewhere in a hole. That means we find our resting in Him as we go out in this world that's out there just falling apart. God is the one that keeps us in that secret place, in His place of safety for His children. And it's a blessing to be able to rest in that place. And so may you be able to do that today. And myself, I just hope that today we can think about these things as we go out and do the jobs that are before us, the things that we have to do in the day. May God be our refuge and our strength. May He keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on Him, as we trust in Him. Trust in the Lord today. God bless you.